Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV. That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net. WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude. Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's going to be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR and DVRadio.net. It's Barracks Talk Live. You listen to us on podcasts at basically every podcast streaming platform minus Spotify because they suck big monkey balls and donkey dick. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I'm Boner Wood. It's May 13th, 2023. We do not have a full house, but we have a half house. Yeah. Anyway, the man from up northwest, west, northwest, as movies like to say, it's the man of the hour. It's DV Oink.
What's up, fuckers?
And then
I'm almost sweatballs, you know, up here. I mean, we broke the 60 mark. So, yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, man, you getting there. That global warming sure is breaking in on Alaska. Let me tell you, man, it's coming up hot. Quick.
We might actually get rid of the snow out of our front yard. Finally,
Mercury rising. Then back down southeast on the East Coast, he is basically my neighbor. We've known each other for quite a long time now, just as I have, Oink. It's been a minute since we've heard him because he's always got to wait until the last minute to remind me that he's busy on the weekend, that I think I'm going to need him. He says, fuck you. Then he says, Bo can't get his shit together. Then he can't get his shit together. And we just make a big mockery of it. It's the one, the only, it's BTS dog, Joaquin Watai. It's JJ.
What? You got beef? What?
What it is, bro?
What?
War Dog is not with us this week. He's out of town. I don't know if he wants us to say anything other than that, but we hope
he went on a surfing vacation.
Surfing vacation. Yeah, I was going to make a joke, but I better not.
He's skeet surfing.
I was going to make a joke, and I'm not going to. I'm going to hold my mouth because he's not here. Anyway,
he's not here to defend himself. This is the best time.
All I can think of now is whose line is it anyway? And they made the exact same joke. But anyway,
friends will make jokes about you behind your back. Real friends will repeat it when next time they see you.
Statement. We do hope he's safe and gets where he's going safely and has some fun and then much needed rest. I doubt he's got his duct tape sauna suit, but maybe we'll find out in a couple of weeks. But yeah, it's been a miserable week for me. That's how I'll start this week. Huge shout out to our ever listening Fed. Thank you
for listening in. Our German friend who has been listening for the past 2.5 hours. We got Mama P and we got CV66. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I said that right. I had to jump over to the tab before I finished. Oh, shit. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Hope you all doing well. And if you're not, perk the fuck up, goddammit. Anyway, but yeah, it's been a week. We'll talk about why Bo has had a miserable week later on, as we get into the show. But I do have an update as far as the giveaway is concerned. I ran it by JJ and Oink just before pre-show. But this is what we're going to do. So sit back, relax, and listen to how and what and who and all that good stuff. So the book giveaway will begin on May 15th. It will run until June 3rd. To enter, you must be 18 years or older and sign up to the DV Radio newsletter on Substack, either here on dvradio.net by clicking on newsletter sign up, or go over to dvradio.substack.com. It's free to sign up. You don't have to pay anything. You get 99% of the post for free anyway. But that's how you sign up. Now, as far as prizes are concerned, grand prize winner, we have 5 places, and grand prize winner will receive Carla Nimitz Mermaid Magic Coloring Book and Goodnight, My Little Mermaid Children's Book, as well as all 3 of Betsy Ross's Fight Series books, which are out currently, and JJ's PTS Dog Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder and The Service Dog, as well as Why Is That Doggy in the Store children's book. All of those will be signed, every single one of them, for the grand prize winner. Second place will receive the exact same books, except only Carla's books will be signed. Third, fourth, and fifth place winners will receive signed copies of Carla's coloring book. So all 5 places will get books. All 5 places will get some signed books, but only grand prize winner will get all of their books signed. We'll do the drawing during Barracks Talk on June 10th. They will be randomly drawn. We'll have a little wheel that we'll put all the names into, and we'll just do part of your email address, like before the at, and we won't say at whatever. And your absolute last chance to sign up for the newsletter, which is free, will be on June 3rd. Again, it starts on May 15th, the sign up, all the way through June 3rd. On June 10th, during Barracks Talk Live, we will do a random drawing, and I'll even record it on video so you can see that we didn't fuck everything up and just went, hey, you signed up, so we're going to pick you. That way you can't say, hey, well, whatever. So yeah, that's how you sign up for the giveaway. It's free for everybody, but you must be 18 or older because gambling. So yeah, that's how we're doing that. So how you guys been doing this week? What's been going on? What's going on today? Who wants to start?
I went to fucking Costco this morning. That was a mistake.
Sounds like you had a great old time, boy.
I'm telling you what. Okay, so Nevermore and I, we were like, oh, let's go to Costco. Let's go early on Saturday morning because nobody will be there. So we went to the Costco in Greensboro. And every single fucking Karen in Greensboro was there with their entitled, I'd like to speak to your manager asses. It was bad. Nevermore nearly threw hands. It was bad.
Well, I'm going to be honest, Ms. Fester. I've never been to a Costco in my life. I don't plan on going to one, so I don't have to worry about going to one on a Saturday.
Yeah. Next time, I'm going on Monday alone. That was made very clear to me. You'll be going next time.
Yeah, I've heard some horror stories about people going to Costco, and this asshole ain't going to one because we know what's going to happen if Bobo goes. Y'all gonna have to get some bail money.
Well, yeah, we almost needed a bail fund today for Nevermore. So,
no, I believe it. I mean, shit, I hate going out to stores anyway, to begin with, but going to a place like that, that's basically wholesale and grab what you can while you can. Fuck that. I'd rather go to a flea market in the middle of Tiananmen Square on a Saturday during fucking Chinese festival.
The one where they roll tanks through?
Yeah, Tiananmen Square. I'm going to.
That's a great festival. That's a party for everybody.
During a Chinese festival. Close,
Sam's? Holy shit.
Yeah, the only thing we have is Costco now.
Wow.
Never been to Sam's either. I've bought Sam's Choice products, but I've never been to Sam's.
I will have to say this. Hands down, Kirkland is better than Sam's. Kirkland is the store brand at Costco. It's better than Sam's.
Which is what all the Three Bears up here sells. In case you've never been to Three Bears. But
see, I remember when there was one Three Bear.
I lost count how many there are now.
I remember the first one, and my grandma was all excited because she didn't have to go all the way to Costco.
I was going to say, is there three with a Goldie's up the block? Goldie's General Store and the Three Bears. Jesus Christ. That's a horrible nursery rhyme when you think about it.
Ain't it though?
It is. I mean, you're getting eaten by bears. I mean, Goldilocks is.
That's just kind of naturally what happens is, you know, bears eat people.
Speaking of bears, I got to tell you, man, I've had a miserable week. And last night I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to spend $20 on this independent film because it's an independent film and fuck Hollywood. And it was Ray Liotta's last film. And I bought the based upon a true story, but definitely fictionalized movie.
Just a little bit.
Just a tit. Cocaine Bear. And let me tell you, fuck yes. 10 out of 10 would watch again.
Really?
Dude. Watching this bear get high off of cocaine. Like, you can clearly tell it's CGI. You can tell that this shit never fucking happened, but it's fucking amazing how over the top it is. So for those that don't know, Cocaine Bear, it's a true story. It happened in like 85, 86. This ex-lawyer went to Colombia to get some cocaine. On his way back, he decided to throw out 10 duffel bags while he had other cocaine attached to him. Put the plane on autopilot, took the keys with him, jumps out of the plane, and his parachute doesn't open. He dies. Sad story. What many people don't realize is that a duffel bag of the cocaine, which was worth $15 million. So think about it. 10 duffel bags, $15 million worth of cocaine in each. That's a lot of fucking cocaine. Anyway, this bear stumbles upon this fucking duffel bag of cocaine and eats it. Nobody knows what actually happened with the bear other than it overdosed, because when they came across it, it was basically deteriorated. They found out the cause of death was cocaine and it overdosed. But just imagine, okay, for a second, if you will.
The possibilities are there.
The fucking movie made me fucking die laughing. Like, like kids found a brick of cocaine and they're like, hey, I do cocaine all the time. And this little girl's like, well, you try it. And he's like, nah, man, I got to exercise after I do cocaine. And he's like, why don't you do it? And she's like, well, give me your knife. So she cuts it open. Right. And she's like, how much should I take? And he's like, I don't know, a tablespoon. So she takes this huge fucking scoop of fucking cocaine on this goddamn knife, puts it in her mouth. Obviously it tastes horrible. So she's like, wah. And he's laughing. He's like, psh, amateur. And these kids are like 10 or 11 years old, mind you. So he does him some cocaine. He does the same thing. And then they've got their back turned to this bear, and the bear swipes the cocaine brick. Sniffs it and goes on a rampage. And by rampage, I mean it fucking mauled everybody that had cocaine on it. If it smelled a little bit of cocaine, it ate that motherfucker. Like,
It straight up fucking ate these bitches.
It's like powdered sugar. It makes it sweet and yummy.
Dude, I can't tell you. And then there's this one part of the film where this man and this ranger go out to look for these kids, and they get out there with the mom and they see the boy up in the tree. And so some shit goes down. The guy gets mauled a little bit, and then he runs and he goes up the tree. So he's up in the tree and the bear's climbing the tree after the little boy. So the little boy looks at the guy and he says, "It's okay. Bears can't climb trees." He's like, "Yes, they can." And then the kid goes, "Why did you get up here then?" And the dude's face. It's like, I'm a fucking idiot. Why did I climb this goddamn tree? It's fucking great. You need to shut the fuck up. Okay. You ain't got no coke. So there ain't no use for you to be loud.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you giving the bird coke now?
But dude, that movie's great. Like, it's fucking hilarious. I can't do it justice, obviously, but it's so fucking great. Like, dude gets shot in the fucking head and his head blown off because this ranger can't shoot worth a shit. Like,
oh, he's better than a stormtrooper. That motherfucker would have missed.
Well, she basically was. She's shooting at the bear and shoots dude in the fucking face and blows his eyeball out. And I'm like, Jesus fuck. I'm like, I don't want her on my six. Fuck that. It's fucking great though. Like, oh my god, I can't explain to you how great. Like, all the characters are fictionalized, the entire story is fictionalized, minus the part where the cocaine and the bear actually come together.
And the rest, I don't know, is the stuff of legends.
I don't know if anybody that's listening or you, Oink, or JJ have seen the movie, but in the 1980s, a French film called The Bear came out, and it's one of the greatest films I've ever seen in my entire life. It follows this bear cub whose mom gets killed, and there's only a few lines of dialogue because there's some bear hunters, and that's it. There's nothing else in it, but there's one part of the film where this cub comes across some mushrooms, and he eats these mushrooms. And they show him hallucinating. So when he goes to sleep, there's like these frogs jumping and shit. And it's fucking hilarious. And that's what I thought of when I watched this movie, was this is what's happened to this fucking bear on this cocaine, except it wasn't frogs. It was humans. It was hallucinating.
I was actually a projectionist. I can't remember the name of the theater. It's now a school. It was up on Diamond. But I actually did the projectionist shit for that movie.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
300 times. Yeah, I remember that movie very well.
It was Kodiak bears that they used in the whole film. There's like literally like three lines of dialogue through the entire fucking film. The little cub is the cutest motherfucker. Like throughout the entire film, you're like, oh no, he got hurt. And it's so cute. Like,
yep.
I can't find that film anywhere. If anybody knows where I can get it, throw it to me and I'll pay you for it.
But yeah. I can't even remember what chain that movie theater was, because they changed, like, somewhere in the mid-90s, they had all those buyouts and shit.
Well, shit, so the one there at the Cotton Commons now.
Did they really?
They're talking about it because the whole COVID thing, and that's just probably the
nobody
first
one goes to the. You know what? It's too fucking expensive to go to the damn movies anymore.
No, it is.
When you can sit in your living room and watch it on Amazon Prime,
mm-hmm.
You know, what is it?
Any streaming service, really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, and you think about it, people are like, why does it take a 6 months to a year for a movie to come out on a streaming service? They're basically doing you the same way they done us back in the 90s with VHS tapes, because that's how long it would take for a VHS to be ready for retail. It would take about 6 months to a year, depending on the studio and all that. But
well, it also depended back then. It depended on how much they made in the theaters.
Yeah, they depending were making on popularity.
If they were making bank, they would extend the runs and shit. And people just don't go to theaters anymore, so they're not making the same kind of money.
You know, one of the games that actually highlights that, and it's the only game I've ever seen do it, is BioShock. And if you haven't noticed it, outside of a movie theater, when you go and buy stuff from a vending machine, like your ammo and stuff, it's all the same price. You go into a fucking movie theater and it's like three times the price. And I noticed that when I played it. I was like, these bastards are so fucking right. Like, because you go to a movie theater and you get a box of Skittles for like $50.
Right.
Got to take out a fucking mortgage just to go to fucking movie theater. Like, come
on. That's the only way that theaters make money, though, is on the concessions.
I know, but
fucking Hollywood gets all the money for the movie. It's concessions.
But still, man, concessions do not need to be that expensive. Come on. You know that as well as I do. They do not need to be that fucking expensive for a movie.
No, it's like a $200 or $300 markup.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like going to fucking Disney and getting a bottle of water for $4.
Yeah. Where'd you find one for $4? I think we paid fucking more than that.
Look, this was in 2010. So I think it was like $5.50 in 2010. In 2006 or so, it was like $4. It goes up like $1.50 every few years. And I'm like, fuck. When I told you guys about that fucking 16-ounce Coke that I got at fucking Ireland Airport, I'll tell you what, best fucking Coke I've had in my entire life.
Or you can buy their plastic cup for, collector's cup for $20 and have it full, and you get free refills for that day.
For that day.
And then if you go back the next day, if you go back the next day and try to use that cup again, they scan the barcode and they're like, oh, this was purchased yesterday. You have to renew your membership or whatever for another $10. I'm like, what the fuck? I paid $30 to get you my ass in the door. You want me to pay another? Oh, my God.
How about you fuck your ass, bitch? So how's your week been, Oink?
Oh, working the ass off as usual. We're picking up pace. Obviously, like I said, it's starting to warm up. Finally up here, so we're wandering in the streets and pissing some folks off, but it's only going to get worse as the time goes along.
I hear that.
Matter of fact, boss just emailed me and said, hey, we need you to work tomorrow. Can you work? I'm like, well, it's Mother's Day, but yeah, we're not doing nothing. So
yeah, well, I wanted to say tomorrow is Mother's Day, May 14th. If you have a mom, a mother figure, don't text, don't email, don't message. If you can't go see them, call them. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much they've done for you. Show your appreciation. That's about all I've got to say about that. If you can go see them physically, go see them physically. But if you can't go see them physically, video call or actually call them on the phone. One of those two. Don't send these text messages and shit, man, because anybody can write a text message. Shit, you can copy and paste that shit. Actually talk to them. All right. So, and I was just about to say, I was going to make sure you had signed back in, Mama P. Happy Mother's Day to you. And I'll let Mama know that you said the same to her. I did. I told you guys I bought my mom some stuff and, I had to have it sent to my, to somebody's house the other day, and I had bought her this cart because when she goes grocery shopping, she's the only one that brings the groceries in. I can't physically get out there, and she won't let me in my shit to go out and help her. But anyway, I was like, I'm so tired of her doing this because I know it's taxing on her anyway. So I got her this cart, and I didn't know how much the bitch weighed because I don't read specifications for shit like that. Anyway, I did see the dimensions and I was like, yeah, we can get that up the ramp and in the house and all that good stuff. So it gets to my friend's house and apparently this bitch weighs like 500 pounds. Not really. It's all steel and has those big ass all terrain tires and shit. But I was like, God damn, like it took them a lot to get it in the house. It's sitting out on the deck right now. And then I got her that pillow like I'd gotten me, which cost a arm and a leg.
Fucking really? All right.
This is my life. This is my everyday life.
Should be telling you.
This is my fucking life. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, got her that stuff. And I got her a signed Alton Brown cookbook because good eats.
Nice.
Love me some Alton Brown. But yeah, my brother got her something that he's giving her tomorrow, but I couldn't wait till tomorrow to give it to her because my friend couldn't come up tomorrow and I don't have anywhere to fucking hide this shit. And they all, where are you going to hide it? You going to hide it? I'm like, what the fuck? Where? Yeah. Let me open my magical chest over here and you just push it in there. I mean, so she got that. What's the day? Saturday. She either got it yesterday or the day before. I can't remember now. It's, this week's been miserable. Why has both week been miserable? Well, so I think it was last Saturday, fucking woke up, side was killing me, and then it went away. Went away just about as quick as it started. And I was like, here we go again. Didn't think too much about it. And then the other day I was like, oh, fuck, I feel like shit. I'm real nauseous on my stomach. Pissed a little bit more than I normally do and had to go a lot quicker. And I was like, I got a kidney stone. So Wednesday night, guess what happened? Pissed out the fattest, blackest kidney stone I've passed yet. And oh my God, was that bastard big. It was fucking huge. I'm not joking. I don't see how it didn't hurt more than it did. I guess because of its shape, but oh my God. I was like, fuck me, dude. So that's why this week has been miserable. Even though I wasn't in a lot of pain until I passed the bastard when I pissed it out of my dick hole. if you've ever had kidney stones, it exhausts you. It makes you sick. You don't want to eat nothing. You don't want to drink nothing. Obviously, I drink a lot because I pissed that bitch out. But yeah, that's why we didn't have the podcast up this week. I did absolutely jack all. Yeah, so I apologize for that. Hopefully, I can get up last week's Barracks Talk Infinity Protocol Monday/Tuesday. And then this one, hopefully no later than Wednesday. I won't make any promises. I'll work as fast as I can because Monday I have some VA people coming by. But yeah, I do apologize for that. It's one of those things. And don't tell me to change my diet because it ain't my diet. Okay. It's the Crohn's and all the fucking medicines I'm on. Never had stones until I got Crohn's. We got put on prednisone. And 38,000 other fucking medications. So I don't want to hear this shit. All right. I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to tell me what's good, what's bad, drink more water, blah, blah. I don't want to hear it. Okay. I probably know more about dietitian than you do. So fucking shut up or dietary nutrition, whatever you want to call it. Speaking of, that's who's coming Monday is my dietitian and another person. You know? Fuck. Monday. One of the worst days of the week for me. Monday. Thanks for that. Anyway.
Right.
But yeah, that's what happened this week. That's why I've not done shit. But yeah.
Well, I was named at least. I mean, you gave birth.
Fuck no, dude. Not this time. Fuck that. Fuck that. This one hurt though. Like when this one, I'm surprised there was no blood with this one. That's how bad it hurt. Like, I've passed a lot of stones over the last decade and, or more than a decade, but this one, I was like, oh my God. Like I wanted to scream. Like I almost cried. That's how bad this one hurt. Yeah. Anyway.
I know I joke and say that's the exit only hole, but Jesus Christ, even that. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, nope.
Fuck that.
And if you've had stones before, you'll be able to relate to this. It's one of those things when you pass one, you're like, God, I hope I don't have another one. Like you're afraid to piss for like the next day and a half. I'm not joking. Like every time, and obviously with kidney stones, you get some sort of infection, whether it's a UTI or lower bladder infection. You get something. You get some sort of infection. So the first time I pissed, the next morning, I was like, oh God, here it comes. I was like, fuck, another stone. That's what I thought. And I was like, like you almost hyperventilate and nothing happens. You're like, all right, I'm good. And obviously every time after that for the next 24 hours. Like, oh God, here it comes. But yeah. Is the baby sick? You coughing over there? That was her coughing. That's her fucking coughing. Mm-hmm. Told you.
Not paying enough attention to me.
Dude, my mom came in here earlier and we were talking. She brought my supper. She gets ready to walk out and Scooby goes, night, night. Like, what the fuck? It's fucking 4:30, 5 o'clock. You going night to night or right now? Like, what the fuck? This is how she gets attention. My mom will walk in here probably in a little bit. Oh, there we go. There we go. You're just clearing your throat, huh? Had to get that bird out of your throat. Oh, God.
Fuck. Somebody wound her ass up.
Sometimes I wish I had little kids yelling in my head over this. I'm not even joking. Like, I can deal with kids way better than animals, but I love animals more. Go figure. Oh, fuck. So yeah, nothing to worry about me for this week. It was miserable, but it was the kidney stone. I get them every so often. It's one of those things that I cannot get rid of. It's absolutely impossible. I'll have them for the rest of my life. But yeah, if you were wondering, yep, that's what it was. That's me dying over here with a fucking stone in my kidney. Have you guys ever had stones? Kidney stones?
Nope.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Thank goodness. I've heard horror stories, though. Like that one.
I was going to say, I hope you guys never have to endure that. I really do. I've had women like, you don't know what it's like to give birth. Well, let me tell you what. I may not know what it's like pushing out a goddamn watermelon out of your vagina, but to push out a clawing stone out of your dick hole, it's no fucking fun. And I can take pain. I can take a lot of pain. That shit and my back. Fuck it. Anyway, you didn't ask Scooby how her week was. Well, how was your week, Scooby?
Total fucking silence now.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking dick. Fucking little bastard. Fucking little bastard ass bitch. Fucking with wings. Fucking asshole. You better be glad you blue and cute. That's all I got to say. Blue and cute. God damn. Anyway. So are you guys doing anything for tomorrow for anybody that's around you?
Well, like I said, I just got a call from the boss. I'm going into work, getting a little OT, unfortunately. But as far as I know, there was no plans. That's the only reason I said yes, I was going in.
I got you.
He forgot to ask permission. So Oink's going to be dead.
I was about to say, man, I think I asked permission on that day. Shit, that's just me. Yeah.
The Oink's funeral is what's happening tomorrow.
No, the death is tomorrow. The funeral is Monday.
Yeah, shit.
There you go. Nah, we already gave Nevermore her gifts, and we're just gonna chill. We're both recovering from fucking Costco because, oh my God. We might as well have played a fucking full game of full contact, you know, NFL football. Holy shit, it was wild in there.
What is that, the XFL? Ain't that what they call it or something like that?
I don't fucking know.
That failed football league.
Yeah, it just was bad. Oh. It was just bad. It was, yeah, people suck. So I did have a We went shopping Friday. What day is today?
Saturday. That's what I was saying earlier.
Yesterday we went shopping. We went down to Lexington. And anyway, there's this new kind of a – are you familiar with Ollie's?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a new store. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like Ollie's, only a little bit higher class. And we had walked around in Belk first, and my back just started spasming. I mean, I had a rough – I ended up turning early because my back was having issues, and my back started spasming. And Nevermore was – she's like, sent me out to the truck, and she's like, I'll check out. We'll be out in a minute. And they had some 500 milligram and some 1,000 milligram CBD gummies.
Oh, shit.
On the line, right? And she said, well, I don't know if it'll work at all because different – I mean, some things work for some people and some things don't. I use CBD regularly. I don't use gummies, but I didn't have anything with me, and my back was bad. And so she bought the 500 milligram gummies, and the instructions are take two. And I'm like, well, it's just CBD. It won't do anything. I'm driving home about 15 minutes later, and I'm driving home because we went to Tractor Supply after that. So 20 minutes later, went to Tractor Supply after that. We get out of Tractor Supply because they didn't have what we were looking for. I am driving home, and it hit me like a fucking brick. Bam! I was like, whoa. And I'm driving, mind you. And she's like, what? And I'm like, that CBD's working. I started slurring. Like, it was like I was drunk. And the CBD usually doesn't do that to you. But whatever they put in there, it fucking hit me like a brick. She's like, take the next exit. We pulled off and swapped places so she could drive home. I fucking passed out. Like, I fell asleep in the passenger seat. It hit me like a brick. We get home. She's like, get in the house. She threw me in the bed. I went to sleep and slept for like 2.5 hours. That shit hit me like a
brick.
Yeah, it hit me. It hit me hard. And CBD, like, I use CBD pouches,
fentanyl patches and shit.
No, pouches, like chew, like,
oh,
I dip, thought you- except it's just CBD with flavoring. Gotcha. I use those all the time. Doesn't do it. It helps with the pain, but it doesn't do anything to me.
Yeah.
But that shit hit me like I'd had three fucking doubles of good bourbon, just bam, bam, bam. You know,
that's what a lot of people don't realize too, though. When you ingest it, it works differently than if you do it like your pouches or you smoke it or anything like that. Yeah. And digesting, ingesting is completely different than the whole smoking and all that. But it reminds me, I know you said it was CBD, but Joey Diaz. And if you don't know who Joey Diaz is, you need to look him up. Funny ass motherfucker. Been through some of the worst shit in anybody's life. I mean, he found his mom dead on the kitchen floor with a fucking needle in her arm when he was like 12. So anyway, this guy... People don't take his gummies if they know him, because one of those little gummy bears has just over 1,000 milligrams of THC. So like eating an ear will like fucking put you on your ass. Like the stories I have heard, not just from him, but from other people who have taken just one, is fucking amazing. And I'm like, that's weed right there. Yeah. And that's what weed's supposed to do to your ass. Oh my God. And shout out to Joel from MBR Radio. He's listening in tonight from Colorado's the weed state capital of America.
Dude, you wouldn't think that CBD would have an effect like that, but I'm telling you, it just put me fucking dick in the dirt.
Well,
man. It knocked me out.
again, it comes down to how you're ingesting it. If you're actually chewing it and eating it, or you're smoking it, or you're snorting it, or you're hitting it in the vein. it depends on your consumption, right? So,
I mean, I do have CBD cigarettes. No tobacco, it's just CBD, but that, again, it cuts the pain. It doesn't make me loopy, doesn't do anything. But yeah, those gummies, whoo boy.
Need to look into those gummies.
Next time I can't sleep, rather than drinking half a bottle of bourbon, I'll just take two of those. Right. It's cheaper too.
I know. Ain't that sad, man? Ain't that fucking sad? Too bad you didn't have some cocaine.
You can go on a rampage, start eating people.
It's fucking great. You guys have got to see that movie. It's fucking
I've heard a little bit about it, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. That's a joke. But
at first, you're like, this is going to be a stupid ass movie. And it is. It's fucking retarded. But then when the bear hits that cocaine for the first time, you're like, oh yeah. And every time she gets a hit of that fucking cocaine, she just like, she has this moment of euphoria, and then she just goes on a rampage. it's like 3 to 5 seconds. She's in fucking La La Land, and then it's like it's one of those movies that if you don't have our sense of humor, you're not going to like it unless you're high. Like, I can't tell you how many people are like, half baked is stupid. Get high and watch it. Or just have a good sense of humor. A dark sense of humor at that. Dude, you ever suck dick fest. For coke?
Beer fest is funny. It's hilarious if you're drunk. Beer fest is a whole different movie if you're loaded.
Well, it's like people hate Friday and How High with Method Man and Red. And I'm like, man, you got a horrible sense of humor, or you weren't high. One of the two. Like,
well, it's like trying to make sense of Pink Floyd's The Wall, the actual movie, and being totally sober watching it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work.
Well, as long as you remember to eat your meat, you can have your pudding. That's all it is, man.
Man, when I was a kid,
so you can have your pudding.
When I was a kid and heard that, I didn't know pudding meant dessert. I thought pudding meant like chocolate pudding cups and vanilla pudding cups and tapioca pudding cups. And then I found out pudding meant dessert, just desserts, pies and cakes and cookies and candy and, or excuse me, biscuits, not cookies. Anyway, yeah. Oh, man. All in all, you're just a. Another brick in the wall. That is a fucked up fucking video, though. You see those kids with those fucking masks on that's supposed to be their face? It's like, God damn, what happened, kid? Like, oh, you're coming off of the assembly line? Oh, that's the meaning of the song. Got it. Got it. We're all just byproducts of the government. Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway.
I was just thinking, I was just listening to Handlebars by Flobots.
Mm-hmm. I can ride a bike with no handlebars. No,
yeah, but handlebars. Listen to the verses about letting them all die in exasperation or saving them all with the vaccination. I'm like, did these motherfuckers have a crystal ball?
Yep.
Because we're at the point of world war, you know, start a war with a microphone. We're at the point right now, you know.
Yeah.
It's Jesus.
I
George
love that
Orwell
song.
Was right. Fucking the Flobots were right. Pink Floyd wasn't far off.
Yep.
Yep. It's a good song.
I can lead a nation with a microphone, with a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule.
Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, since we can't afford BMI and ASCAP licensing, Bo will render his versions of your favorite pop songs live on Barracks Talk.
All for a low monthly subscription of $19.99. But they, wait, there's more.
They actually done that live in a at a radio station on live air one time. And it's just like the studio version of the song. Like, it is crazy. Because I was like, this is going to suck when I first watched it. And I was like, I'm basically listening to the album. It's a good song. It's a good song. Plowbots was great.
The album, the whole album is really good.
That's what I'm saying. The album. I think they had I don't know if it was here, but I know in one country they had a bonus track and it was about Iraq. And that's a good song too. If you get to listen to it, just look up Flowbots Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called, it's talking about affordable quality insurance. If that's not foreshadowing, I don't know what is. Obamacare, if anybody doesn't know. Like, when you talk about George Orwell's fucking 1984, and then he talked about Flowbots getting their fucking handlebars right, this is Iraq. It's a great song. So we got about, give or take, 10 minutes, and I know people are like, oh, we didn't hear you for the first 7. It won't be in the podcast, so let's go listen to the goddamn podcast. What have you guys got going on that you want to talk to everybody about, if anything at all, JJ?
I'll be recording the second episode of Art Therapy Monday, hopefully.
You want to tell everybody what that's about real quick in case they want to or know somebody that can be on?
Yeah, so Josh Billups, we had him as a guest, 2 months ago. Army veteran, fellow woodworker. He and I got to talking, and Art Therapy is a podcast, is a show, I guess, that Bo and I have been kicking around for a while. I'm a turner. Josh is he does flat work, I call it. He does, you know, furniture and that kind of shit. Restores classic saws, which is really cool. We decided to get together and start doing a show about using woodworking and then expanding from there, using artwork as therapy to help deal with PTSD. And so we're going to be doing, we're going to record the next episode Monday, hopefully. If the stars align, we'll record Monday. Our intent is to bank at least a half a dozen shows and kind of get this thing rolling. We have, we're going to try to have an actual therapist on to discuss the subject and other veterans who use, artwork. And again, we're both woodworkers, but we want to expand. So we want to bring in other people who use artwork for their mental health. And I think it's going to be a really excellent opportunity to kind of explore some of the reasons why people pick up, a bowl gouge or buy that first Delta Unisaw from 1958 or pick up a paintbrush or an airbrush or, some modeling materials. I'm kind of looking forward to getting the second episode recorded and mapping it out. I'm also working on the Heartwood Cookbook Project. There are the very special designed limited edition rolling pins to help support the project are available in my store. I will be rolling out the next item related to the cookbook towards the end of the month. And that's actually going to be a little bit less than the rolling pins, but the kit itself costs $22 a piece, so it's not much less than the rolling pins. But you got to understand, not only are you buying a custom piece of artwork, but you are also supporting the actual development and production of the book, of the YouTube channel with the recipes, and all that entails, including materials for more unique turned pieces related to the cookbook. So busy, busy, and I should probably have an art show next Saturday. So I may or may not be here next Saturday. The good thing about that one is it's like 8 miles away. So more to come on that probably Monday.
Awesome. Awesome. A few things I forgot to mention during the show. I don't know what JJ and Oink are doing, or anybody else for that matter, on Monday, May 29th, but I don't want to make this a sad thing because it won't be sad when we do it, but it's Memorial Day and I'd like to have the show for Memorial Day. I'll put up a form, a Google form, and have you submit to it if you want to, if you're an independent musician and you want to have some songs on there. I won't guarantee that it'll get played. But anybody that submits their songs for Memorial Day will add it to DV Radio's station on Radio King. So you can hear it anytime as long as you go through that form. So stay tuned for more information about that. DVFarm.org, go over there. We still need help with the septic system. We've only got $970 out of $25,000 raised. We need to get that $25,000 raised so we can have that septic system redone this summer. We need that done this summer. If we don't get it done, we can't put vets in. That's why we haven't had vets there. And if we wait until the winter, it'll be twice that because the ground is super fucking annoying in the wintertime in New Hampshire. So $25,000 we need to raise. We've only got $970 raised. Go over to dvfarm.org, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see more information for the DV Farm septic system. Go over there, share it. Tell your friends about it, tell your family, coworkers, whoever you work with. Maybe they'll be generous enough to give us a shit ton of money. I don't know. All this money is going to the septic system. That's it. We take no money anyway, but every bit of this $25,000 is going to the septic system. That's it. So if you can help us raise that, we'd be greatly appreciative of you. And I know the veterans that we can get in to the DV Farm will appreciate it even more than we can tell you how much they appreciate it. So dvfarm.org, go over there, scroll down, hit more info on the DV Farm septic system. Also, speaking of raising money, we're still trying to raise money for the Backpacks for Life bags over on Ko-fi. So go over to DV Radio's Ko-fi, try to raise $3,200 for that. As soon as we do, we'll spread out the book, the bags, across the country, and, DV Radio staff, DV staff, DV Farm staff will hand those out and, give them to homeless people and people in need. DV Radio store, go buy some shit. Help us pay bills. Seriously.
Buying shit's good. Okay.
Fucking recoil.
Right.
We seriously, we literally pay out of pocket. If it's not me, it's Oink. If it's not Oink, it's JJ. If it's not JJ, it's Six. If it's not Six, it's Google, or whatever little bit of money we got that's donated from Affinity, or, cause they don't pay, from Affinity or from just donations from the general public, and stuff like that. Any monies through Substack? Oh. Yes.
Speaking of money we get from elsewhere, a shout out to Eubora Coffee. They sent me an extra bag with a note saying Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was pretty cool. I got an extra bag of coffee this month, which means I'll order later next month because I don't drink that much. But we also get a little bit from Eubora for the sales of Battlegrounds. So,
yeah, I was getting ready to say, if you missed Tattooed Freak's Alter Ego Taddy Cathy today over on Twitch, they raised close to $1,000 for stackup.org and some other stuff. And part of the giveaways was Eubora Coffee's Battlegrounds, DV Radio's Battlegrounds from Eubora Coffee, I should say. But if you missed that and you want some Battlegrounds, go over to EuboraCoffee.com, right? Not Eubora Coffee, right? Yeah. Oh my God, EuboraCoffee.com. go get some DV Radio Battlegrounds coffee. It's fucking amazing.
It's legit, man.
And if you don't like Battleground coffee, let us know, let Eubora know, and go try some of their other coffee. There's at least one coffee over there you're going to like. I can guarantee you, because everybody we've turned over to Eubora, they don't sway away from it. They don't. Unless they're in a bind, they do not sway away from Eubora coffee. So EuboraCoffee.com. I think that's all on my end. Oink! If I forgot something, please mention it and do your weekly routine.
Actually, I got a little extra this week. I have a public service announcement for some folks, since we had Billy on last week from the Navy and we got JJ back this week from the Navy. Just a reminder, folks, never wear a butt plug to your MRI appointment. Client said purchase a butt plug that was advertised as 100% silicone. Client wears butt plug to MRI appointment. Much to client's dismay, butt plug, in fact, has a metallic core. A butt plug is accelerated at the speed of sound up into client's chest cavity and described in the memo as an anal rail gun. The client did survive with major injuries. I'm going to post this little picture in the chat for your viewing pleasure. But yeah, don't wear your butt plugs to your MRI appointments. Other than that, folks, if you need to reach out and talk to somebody, by all means, head over to objectivezero.org. There's a master standing by 24/7 to talk to you about anything, any of your problems. They're willing there to listen to you via text, chat, video message, whatever the case may be. Again, objectivezero.org, or download the app for your Android and iOS device.
110,000%. I was about to ask if you had the one where it actually shows the dildo in the cavity of the chest, and you do, and that's great. That's fucking hilarious. But speaking about resources, go to dysfunctionalveterans.com. You've got vet resources. You've got parental apps from Change Unchained. Speaking of Change Unchained, if you go to dvradio.net, click on the DV Radio store, you can help support the end of human trafficking by purchasing any DV Against DV merchandise and Change Unchained bumper stickers. All that money goes to Change Unchained, as well as Sergeant War Dog, PTS Dog, Betsy Ross, and DV Farm. All that goes to those organizations, individuals, and nonprofits, as well as the same with DV Radio. That stuff comes to us, and we put it back into all of our production costs.
But you ain't got no production costs.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fucking production costs, believe it or not. yeah, man, if you guys got anything else.
Just remember, love your mama. Give her a call this weekend.
JJ?
I like lamp.
Oh my god. Hey, if you haven't seen it, go see Cocaine Bear. Have a laugh. If you don't get the jokes, fuck you. I appreciate all of you for listening in tonight live and on podcast. Please share the podcast, comment on the post, get our shit so people can see it, because social media hates us. That's about it for me. For Oink and JJ, Sergeant Wardog, who isn't here, and all the other assholes who never take their blue pills and stay up past 8 o'clock, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barrett talk right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. Until next week, fuck sickles.
Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks.
Goodbye, motherfucker!